report on traffic collisions is finding that states that have okayed recreational pot use are seeing more collisions. The data compiled by the Highway Data Loss Institute, and now for a closer look at that information, we're joined on the KCBS 8x8 Newsline by Kara Masick. She's a spokeswoman for the Governor's Highway Safety Association. Thanks for joining me this morning. Can you tell us about the basic data that was found and compiled?
Sure. Well, the Highway Loss Data Institute looked at collision claims in the states that had legalized recreational marijuana and compared them to surrounding states that had not. And after controlling for several variants, the statistical analysis found that the states after introduction of retail sales of recreational marijuana, these states had approximately 3% more collision claims than their neighbors.
You know, some of the states have not had the legal recreational pot use for very long. How confident are you in these numbers that they're really representative and not just a 1 or 2 year snapshot?
Well, we're pretty confident that the numbers and the data are representative, recognizing that, yes, as of course, the states with more recent introduction did not have quite as far back data to look at. Nevertheless, you know, as I mentioned, they control for a number of factors, and the well-respected research institute. So the correlation, you know, raises some flags for us.
I would think one of the other things that is a complicating factor here is that unlike alcohol, it's kind of hard to test for pot, isn't it? I mean, I noticed in reading about this that some of the findings were only discovered when people were killed in accidents.
Yes, absolutely. Drugged driving and marijuana-impaired driving is far more complicated than alcohol-impaired drunk driving. There are limited data. The impairment varies by person and by type. There's no clear, consistent standard for impairment level or measurement. And also, it's just not, you know, tested for, as you mentioned, quite as frequently. And so there's a lot of limitations that we have, and there's a tremendous need for more research.
As a spokesperson for the Governor's Highway Safety Association, how would you like to see this latest data used?
Sure. I would like the states to, you know, basically use it as part of a growing body of knowledge of what is happening, how marijuana legalization can potentially contribute to the motor vehicle driving environment. So, you know, like I said, there's no clear causation factor in this study, but it certainly adds to the growing level of research. And I think states should just take it into consideration. States really need to, if they're considering introducing marijuana or broadening marijuana legalization, in any stretch, they need to consider potential ramifications for highway safety and, you know, how to mitigate that. So we don't take a stance on legalization per se, but it's a forgotten piece of the puzzle, you know, the potential for impaired driving. So we want to make sure that people and states take that into consideration.
Almost out of time, but maybe a better question would have been, what do you hope to see in the future for research and gathering data?
Sure. I would really hope to see, better and more comprehensive data on marijuana impairment, and particularly we need to see roadside tests standardization that law enforcement officers can use for marijuana. We may never get to a standard THC limit as we are with BAC and alcohol, just for various reasons that I can't go into here, but we really need to see more training for law enforcement as well so that they can identify impairment.
Kara Masick, thanks for joining us this morning. Ms. Masick is with the Governor's Highway Safety Association. She joined us this morning to talk about some new information put together by the Highway Data Loss Institute that finds about 3% more collision insurance claims in states that have okayed recreational pot use. KCBS News Time 9:36. We'll take a look at our own roads coming up next.